Welcome to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. My hope is to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. As a school leader, it's easy to focus on the never-ending list of problems to solve, the urgent emails, the daily challenges demanding your attention. But when was the last time you paused to reflect on what's going well? When did you take a moment to celebrate the wins from this year so far? As I mentioned in a few episodes back, in education, recognizing those victories is crucial. The constant pressure to solve problems can quickly lead to burnout for many leaders. Taking time to acknowledge the successes, big or small, can reignite your motivation, inspire perseverance, and remind you why you do this important work. This past January, I had the privilege of asking school leaders in Texas this very question: what's going right in your district? During the Texas School Administrator Conference in San Antonio, these leaders stopped by our booth to share their stories of success. Listening to their achievements was not only uplifting, but also a powerful reminder of the incredible impact they're making. I hope their stories inspire you to reflect on your own wins and find encouragement in the progress you're making every day. I'm here with Jamie Robinson today. We're talking about great things that happen in your district. So go ahead. Tell me about yourself and your district and your role.
Okay, I'm Jamie Robinson, and I am the proud superintendent of Carnes City ISD. I began there on June 2nd this year.
Wow, so not very long. So you probably are just getting to know what's going on in the district and sort of getting the lay of the land and everything.
Yes.
So tell me, what's something really cool that's happening in your district that you've noticed so far?
Well, we had a couple of schools failing, and through some very serious focus and adjustments, we're already getting traction and seeing that our tier one instruction has gotten much better. We're aligning our strategies, really doing a great job of coaching our staff. And so we're moving the right direction.
That's always really great. Are there any key factors of that work that you feel like have made a big difference or that your staff was like, yes, thank you for like pushing us in that way?
A lot of it is, so we actually use Bluebonnet math and reading. And all of the, through the LASSO grants, we're able to get Region 20, who's been a tremendous support. Okay. But one of the areas, just like any other place, it's hard to focus on differentiated instruction. So part of our strategic plan that was created by the community a couple years ago was to move from RTI to MTSS. Mm. That's my jam. And so I am loving that we have, we've started working with Branching Minds to get some trainings this spring, and as we're putting the information out, I'm putting together an MTSS handbook, and I've worked in Bernie, who uses successfully, and we had great progress there. In Granbury ISD, we had great progress there when I was at the high school and across the district. And so I'm thankful we can bring it to and when people are like, I don't know, I'm like, hey, I've lived it three places. It's good. It's you're going to be thankful. You're going to be able to pick and choose this recipe, and it's like a how-to manual for a kid when you put all the information, you track them, and you have all the data points. So I'm excited that we're going to make some more progress.
Well, and you know, that move to MTSS from RTI, it just is a little bit of a bigger umbrella of things going on, and it's putting all those pieces together, right? We talk a lot on the podcast about supporting the whole child. So it really does help bring all of those things together, a better picture for the kid, helping them support that. So that's really cool. I'm excited. I mean, it's always really fun to see sort of that launch of not only Branching Minds, but just MTSS and some of that initial groundwork. And we know it's hard work. It takes, 3 to 5 years to start seeing movement. But the fact that you're already seeing some success from some of those intentional things, that's really awesome.
And we've had a higher number of special education referrals than I would typically expect. Mm-hmm. And so that tells me there's some systemic issues and some more training. And what's really the root cause to all that? And so now with Branching Minds, of course, they have different examples and strategies and how-to videos. There's and then, of course, with Bluebonnet, there's so many other tools. Mm-hmm. So we're taking all of that, and instead of it being one more thing, it puts it all together.
Yeah.
And that's where my teachers, the principals and some of the teachers that have seen the kind of the preview to all this, and we've done some mini trainings already. Now they're seeing that, okay, all these things we were doing that were in silos, okay, this is all together. And I just click this and do this, and it reminds me if I forget. I have ADHD. I don't forget because it keeps reminding me. So it keeps us well informed. It lets us look for patterns as a district, mm-hmm. and as we look at what's the root cause, is it the resources? Is it the lack of training? Is it a particular classroom? Is it what's the pattern? And mm-hmm. so this will help us pinpoint that too.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a flashlight in a dark place. It's mm-hmm. trying to figure out what is the root issue and how can we really support students. And, you know, like we can talk about it like big picture, but in the difference, like come down to it for some students, this is such life changing to be able to give them that support. And so that's really exciting to hear.
And I'm really proud. We have so many great people in our district, and there were just circumstances that they lived through that they started last year was a good shift, and I get to come in as they're climbing up. And we have Joanne Gutierrez, who is our curriculum coordinator, director. She's been doing fantastic, and everybody's starting to see how it all fits together.
Yeah.
And our board's been very supportive, and we went from we had one campus that went from an F to a D, almost a C. It was a 69. That was still growth. We celebrated. We had a middle school that went from an F to a C, almost a B. And our high school had, they were number one in their comparison group. So we have a lot of really good things going.
Yeah.
But this just takes it to that next level. And especially as we're moving to the new testing platforms and what the unknown, we're getting some very good traction.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You've got to build that momentum. And when you start to see those wins and you celebrate those wins with your team, you can start to like even that. And that builds that collective efficacy, right? And it's like, oh, okay, now it's harder to be the naysayer. And if everybody else is on board, I got to get on with this too. And so it helps bring that team together. So that makes a big difference. Well, I love hearing about this because this is so, one, it just helps encourage me. The work that educators are doing is making a difference. And it's, you know, it's really cool to see that when you kind of bring that team together and bring the right tools and the right curriculum and all those things, you can really push forward. So
yes,
yeah,
I have the right team, and now we're getting the right tools, and I'm very excited.
My name is Heather Carnes. I'm Director of Curriculum and Instruction and Federal Programs at Winona ISD. I am so excited about our Parent Academy. We have done this several times throughout the years, and it's coming up in February. We have an opportunity for parents to come and participate in a conference-style day. So they'll receive a little booklet and a list of sessions that they can choose from, and they'll make their way through the programming. We have opportunities ranging from how do I know what mobile apps are safe for my children? How can I keep them safe online? To what are some free things I can do in the community or in our region? To how do I help my child with math homework? And so they can choose from five different sessions throughout the day. And we also have a community resource fair with other community partners who come and provide them information, assistance with accessing programming, accessing support, and helping them become stronger parents and tune in with their community.
I love that. That is amazing. Because I think that there's so many parents. I mean, I know I have siblings that will text me like for homework help, or they'll ask me questions about education in general. And I think there's a lot of times that parents, you know, they want to help or they want to know the good things to do with their kids. And so like providing that information for them, that's support for them, and supports the students. That's amazing. I love that. When did you guys start this?
Our first Parent Academy was in 2019.
Okay.
And so we've done it for several years. We took off a couple of years and did a different project. And now we've come back to Parent Academy because people love it. We also offer free childcare that day and breakfast and lunch. So the children come, they have their own little cycle of activities that they do and things that they take home. But it's a full day of support for families.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for just telling me about something amazing happening in your district. That to me, it just reminds me that like districts are doing such great things to support students and families And the more that we talk about it and tell people about it, it's just really fun. I'm excited to share that with our audience because I think they'll love to hear more about that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Denise Morgan. I'm from Campbell ISD. I'm the superintendent in Campbell ISD for 9 years. We are a rural 1A, six-man football school, and we have 307 students, pre-K through 12, under one roof.
Wow, that's amazing. So what's something really cool happening in your district?
So we're pretty excited. We actually are one of the schools that decided to jump into the Bluebonnet educational learning platform with reading and math together, and we've seen great success. One of the things that we're very excited about is, as a small rural school, we have one teacher per grade level. And then if you teach in the secondary level, you teach all the subjects. So if you're teaching English, you teach all levels of English. So having a Bluebonnet come in has been a game changer for us, for brand new teachers who don't have someone to go back and forth and discuss lessons and make sure they're hitting the depth and complexity of the TEKS. Bluebonnet has changed. So we were in a school improvement situation and we no longer are. We've jumped up to a B and we're hoping for that A.
That's really amazing.
In 2 years.
Yeah. So can you explain a little bit what Bluebonnet is for our listeners?
So Bluebonnet is a state curriculum that was produced to try to help school districts get better faster.
Wow.
I think is the best way to say that.
Yeah.
It came out of Amplify and Eureka.
Okay.
And it's the Texas version.
Okay.
Of the Amplify was the reading, and then the Eureka Math and Carnegie Learning are the math platforms.
Okay.
And so they produced a Bluebonnet, which is the Texas version of their curriculum that matches to the TEKS of the Texas essential knowledge and
skills. That's great. And I know that for smaller districts, having that support for resources is so essential because you have less people on the ground. And so like having the right resources is really important for your students. So that's really cool. I'm glad to see that you're having success. I know that always feels really great. You're like, what we're doing is working. And so I'm so happy to hear that. So thank you for telling us about it.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Renata Rogers. I'm from Temple ISD, and we are a district in between Austin and Waco, and we have about 8,700 students, and we are probably considered a small urban district. About 70% of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. About probably 13% of our students are emergent bilingual, and about 22% are considered or identified as special education.
So lots of needs in your school district.
Lots of needs.
Yeah. So tell us today a little bit about what's something great that's happening.
I think something great that's happening in Temple right now is the growth and development that's happening at the campus leadership level. As you mentioned, we have a lot of needs in the district, and it's impossible for the principal to meet all of those needs. And it's impossible for the instructional coach or the assistant principal to meet all of those needs. And it's impossible for the district to support the campus with all of those needs in isolation. And so a couple of years ago, we had the opportunity to participate in some work with Holdsworth, and we developed a leadership definition where we defined what leadership means for Temple ISD. And one of the key pillars of our leadership definition is to invest in growth. And so we just decided in Temple that everybody grows. And through that belief, we have really invested in the growth of our instructional coaches, our assistant principals, and our principals so that everybody is an instructional leader in the district. And so there's not a vacuum of knowledge. There's not one person who holds the knowledge. The principal knows what the assistant principals know. The ICs know what the assistant principals know. And it just helps everybody to kind of share that responsibility of moving the campuses forward instructionally.
I love that. I think that that sort of shared knowledge and that kind of gives a good shared leadership environment as well, and that everybody is an important part of the district. And I love that you kind of identify the fact that it, like, starting with the leadership, that's where that happens. I've sort of thought for years of like, it's all about training the leaders to make sure that we build that foundation, and that's where a lot of the culture starts. And having the leaders that are able to hold the vision and inspire and support everybody else.
Right. If you don't have the leaders engaged, involved, and have their buy-in, then you get this culture effect where it's the district is making us do this. The district is telling us this is like teachers and campuses feel like the district is doing things to them. And when the principal buys in is, and it's not even really buying in because they're a collaborative partner in all of it, when they are sharing that vision with the campus and pushing the work forward because they see the purpose and the value, then you get a completely different impact and a completely different culture. And the teachers start to buy in as well.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. I'm excited for that shout out to Temple, and just glad to hear some great things are happening.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Joy Crawford. I work at Lackland ISD. I'm at the elementary school, and I hold a couple different hats because we are a small district. So 504 coordinator, MTSS, testing coordinator.
Yep, wearing lots of hats. Yes. Okay. So, Joy, tell me something that's really great that's happening in your district right now.
Well, when I took this job as MTSS coordinator, I really didn't know what MTSS was. So getting into the right direction, I knew interventions is really where we needed to start. Mm-hmm. We're lucky enough to have an intervention time built into our master schedule, and I knew we needed to utilize that better. Mm-hmm. And one way we really escalated that was honestly getting Branching Minds. We haven't, you know, mastered all the components of it yet.
That's okay.
Entering that intervention data, being able to see that response or the how well the intervention is working,
yeah.
The rate of improvement, that's
yeah.
what I'm looking
yeah.
for, to see if that intervention is working and to kind of guide our teachers where to go next. Having that library of resources has truly been phenomenal. Last year was probably our first year utilizing it in that way. And every single student that we entered an interventions for, whether they were tier two or tier three, made substantial growth last year.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That's so great. That's just even a testament to MTSS in general.
Yes.
Like when we're in taking that time to intentionally plan an intervention and making it happen, like when we're giving the support to students that they need, how much that they'll be able to grow.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's so great.
Yes.
And your staff is embracing it and they're moving forward. Like, that's great.
So we're utilizing that PLC time to really have group discussions from admin to counselors to our instructional coaches. The teachers have really taken it, you know, lack of better terms, a bull by the horns, and we're really seeing the growth.
I love that. And that probably even inspires them even more. Like, it's
absolutely.
Like, give that sort of like, hey, we're seeing progress. Let's keep the momentum going. So I love that.
Yes.
That's great. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I love
hearing it. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We're here with Amy at TASA, and I want Amy to just tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in your district.
Great. I'm from Temple ISD. I'm the executive director of secondary education, and our district is amazing.
So first of all, tell us something great that's happening in your district.
So one of the things that I think is amazing is that over the last couple of years, we've all kind of come out of our silos to work on CCMR. And so everybody's involved. So I'm involved from the instructional side. Our accountability department is tracking all the data. The high school has certain people, CTE, all of the different departments. So everybody's involved in that process, which it takes everybody because that's kind of a hard one to track. And so we've gotten to a place where we have 97% this spring.
Awesome.
So it's for the class last year, but we already know we got that last year. And so we're very proud of that.
That's amazing. And I know like that is such a, there's so many things to prepare students for, mm-hmm. like, and there's so many different aspects of it. I recently talked to a guest on our podcast. We talked about even just having the emotional intelligence
yes.
part of, you know, part of those skills that they need to go out and get a job or be a part of in the military or go on to college. And so it's thinking about what are the ways that we can prepare students
right.
in that. So I love hearing that. I'm a secondary person as well. So it's really fun to talk specifically about the ways that we're helping those students. Do you feel like that there's any particular aspect of it that you're like, that you think is making the biggest difference?
I think it's that when the team all learned what goes into CCMR, because there's a number of ways for kids to make their CCMR point. We have different options, and we really got down to the individual student of this kid could earn a CCMR point here, or this kid could do this, or this kid already has one. They're on the right path. But most of all, what is near and dear to my heart is that we should be at 97% or even better, because it's college and career military readiness. We want our kid, like post-secondary, I want to turn kids out of our high school who have options. And so it's more than just a point. So everybody working together and understanding the process has been super helpful.
Yeah. I think that even just that knowledge and everyone working together, the collaboration part of it.
Yes.
I always think it's like, I knew as a middle school teacher, I was just a drop in the bucket of the different adults or different part of our district that were impacting that student. But I knew that it was an important part. And so it's like, I still have to do my part, even though, you know, I may not see the end result because I was in middle school. But it's exciting to know that it's like, oh, if we all put in the effort and we work together to help students, then they can be successful.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcast and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.